you go, Bryan Adams, Summer is 69 to get us going on this Monday, 9th of March. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. There he is over there.
I'm after spilling coffee on the desk.
Well, I'm not surprised. You were up to no good at the weekend again. I'm getting messages in about you. I tell you, it's bad enough that I'm your carer kind of 6 to 10 every morning. Now I'm supposed to look after you at weekends. I'm just not able, man.
You're going to have to try harder, because I tell you something.
You were drunk on Instagram last night, weren't you?
I was. Excuse me.
Well, I'm getting in. You were commentating on Crufts, drunk as a lord.
Yes, I was. Because it's the biggest and best event of the year. Yes, I was. I may have taken a tipple and done some live commentary on it. Yes, I may have done that. And I have to say.
It's being reported back, you know. These things are... The truth is out there, PJ. The truth is out there.
May I just say, everybody...
Although, in fairness, you did have cause for celebration.
I did. What a day yesterday.
And I should have known. I should have known when I spoke to you yesterday. And you said, oh, sorry, did I miss your call? I was in the... I was just coming out of the pub.
I just did a lap of it. Did a lap of the pub. A lap! When McTominay scored last night at 96 minutes. A lap. I literally jumped out of me. I shook my fist at the television, shouted, go on, you fucker, man! And then I did a lap at the pub. And then by the time I got back, it was a missed call from Jim.
And come here, was the pub rammed?
It was busy.
And you just went running through the tables.
I went right. I did a lap. There's a whole load of tables in the sort of middle of it.
Right.
So it was perfectly laid out for a lap, to be quite honest.
Did you do a footballer lap where you pulled your jumper above your head?
No. But I was like, there was hands in the air like that. The V-man running around, yeah.
You were ready for takeoff.
Oh, it was great,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then the aftermath then was to settle down with Crufts.
And then I said, right, the main event, I thought. I better get back for the main event. So I took a bottle of whiskey out of the car that belonged to someone else. And I sat down and it began. Third year now, live streaming the Crufts final.
Yeah.
And once again, ladies and gents, we did pick the winner.
As demo tapes go, it's a good one. One of these days, Crufts are going to pick up on it and go, get me that man.
I think they
will. Get me that man in Ireland who does that thing on Instagram when he's drunk.
That one who calls the poodle... The one who said he looks like a pair of bananas stuck together and a bag of spare parts for a dog.
I mean, if that isn't some of the greatest Crufts commentary known to mankind.
I'd have to say, I think we all did a good job together. I'm feeling the effects now today. Now, I'm not joking you, but it was worth it.
Oh my God.
We picked the winner, like.
Was there a few quid on that as well?
There may have been.
All Saints and Pure Shores here at Classic Hits. It's almost 6:15. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 9th of March. Good to have you along, folks. And thanks for all the WhatsApp. We didn't get through them yet, but we will, no doubt. 087-188-0008 if you do want to get in touch. Birthdays today are very... I struggled.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, there was a couple of ruggedy ball people I left out. I didn't
thank God
them
on
you.
We wouldn't know anything about them.
But I mean, it's an eclectic mix. Even at that, I only managed to scrape together the bare three. Obviously, 9th of March wasn't a big day for celebrity births.
It's the beginning of birthday season now. It's probably still a bit shy. Yeah, but you know, it gets in mid-March to the end of April is birthday season. It seems like half the population were born in those months. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
So when you go backwards, what is that? That's the previous summer's adult playtime.
Shenanigans, yeah.
Right.
Hot days in the afternoon.
Yeah, bit of afternoon delight.
Lord, I don't suppose it's like taking them off you for a bit of a run around or something.
A bit of afternoon delight led to a bit of March madness.
It did, yeah. People, you know yourself, people get a little bit carried away watching Crufts and all sorts.
Anyway, right, so here, we're going to start with a pop star. A man who has frequented these halls, believe it or not. Yeah, there was a famous video of himself and, of all people, Niall Boylan, believe it or not.
Oh.
But anyway, it is Martin Fry of ABC.
That's right, yeah. Actually, what was it? Niall Boylan said something to him. What was it?
He was singing, and Martin Fry walks into the video and sings with him.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
It was a complete setup. I mean, it was very fake.
It was a complete setup, and it was all fake and all, but in fairness, not a bad video for Niall to get.
Yeah.
Did Niall say something to him? Or was that someone else? He said the lyrics of a song to some famous person. Your man was like, yes. Wasn't there one of them?
What, just shut him down? Like?
Oh, it was the Proclaimers, wasn't it? The Proclaimers were in.
Right.
And one of them, he says, Niall went, hey, lads, did you walk 500 miles to get here, did you?
Oh my God. He did not.
Yeah, I think so. And one of them just went, Yes.
Oh, the greatest shutdown ever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, considering he literally walked in, right?
Yeah.
And he got all excited because Carol Decker was in the
building. Oh, that was the best ever.
Carol Decker of TPL.
It was the best ever.
And he literally went up to, well, he thought it was her, and went on shaking her hand, saying how much he loved her music or whatever. And he was talking to the publicist.
Yeah, Carol Decker. He asked Carol Decker to take a photograph of him with Carol Decker.
So yeah, his pop star interactions
haven't got the greatest of history.
Not great. Anyway, Martin Fry of ABC, a couple of good tunes, "Look of Love" and "Shoot That Poison Arrow" and all that.
They're great tunes, actually. Oh, yeah. He's great. They were 80 songs. I'm gonna say he's like, say 57.
62.
Fart off life on, Mike.
62. Right, what about a footballer? And what's more, a one-time Manchester United footballer who cost quite a lot of money at that time. Juan Sebastian Verón.
Verón, yeah.
Well, he had some weird nickname. Wasn't he? What's his nickname? Something witch or something, was it? Or?
Jeez, I don't know. He had a nickname.
I can't remember what it was.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Had a spell at Chelsea as well, he did.
He did have a spell at Chelsea, which was disappointing. Like, it's always sad to see somebody end their career in Chelsea. It's desperate for everybody involved, really. But I got to say, he was...
Because he never shone.
Like, he was never a huge...
He was amazing in that World Cup or whatever it was that they bought him after.
Yeah.
When he played for Argentina.
Pogba was great in the World Cup and then just decided he was...
giving up football.
Yeah, he gave up football in the middle of a match. You're like, well, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Some people
touch
are just
that
difficult.
Off at all, right, yeah. Because I think, actually, funny enough, I think Verón was a record signing at the time, was he?
I think he was, all right.
He came around the same time as Van Nistelrooy, and Van Nistelrooy was a god, and Verón didn't quite hit the heights.
Yeah, Verón was the one with all the fanfare around him.
Yeah.
And Van Nistelrooy was like, I think this lad could be good.
Yeah, because they were taking a chance. And Van Nistelrooy had been injured and everything.
Van Nistelrooy went on to be a goal scoring. He broke the goal scoring record in the season at that time.
Yeah.
And then Verón was just like, he was in a bad mood. So that was the end of that. I got to say, Verón is...
I think this is going to surprise you. I think he might be younger than you think.
Yeah, I imagine. I think he's like the same age as myself, to be honest.
Go for it.
He's 44.
45!
Ah, fart off life almighty.
45. Yeah, God, you were close. And then the last one, listen, you know I'm clutching at straws here. Juliette Binoche.
Oh, that's a cake, is it?
She's apparently an Oscar winner. Oscar winning French actress of Chocolat.
Oh!
And The English Patient.
Oh! I know exactly who she is.
There you go.
Thank God. And she does sound like a cake.
Because it was either her... Or you could have had two former England rugby captains.
Ah, no, leave me alone, will you? Should you see them lads grabbing each other by the balls and everything? The rage is what's going on.
I figured you wouldn't want either Billy Beaumont or Martin Johnson.
I didn't even know that that was a rule in rugby, that you had to tickle the balls of the other fella.
Isn't the scrum where they grabbed them by the underneath.
Yeah, they grabbed them by the underneath. What a way of putting this. That's how it'll be said in court. Did you grab him by the underneath? I did.
Yes. Excuse me, Tony. I need to get into the scrum here. I may have to grab you by the underneath.
I'm going to have to give you a...
Feel free. It's hanging there for you.
Your underneath has got quite a lengthy spell. Your underneath...
Anyway, Juliette Binoche, who doesn't play rugby...
No.
But does...
Sound like a cake.
And
is an amazing actor, actually. Chocolat. That's a fantastic film. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
That's the type of movie I love now. I love that. Yeah. So long and slow movie.
It's the slow... I mean, literally, it's like sort of waiting for chocolate to melt or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. And Johnny Depp as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a brilliant movie. And he's like a gypsy. He's like an old gypsy that goes up and down the...
Do you mean in life in general he's like an old gypsy?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, he plays himself in that movie.
Exactly.
But she's deadly. I'm going to say she's in her 50s, surely.
She is.
53.
Not bad, 56.
Oh, fart.
And that's all she wrote today. That's as much as I could find.
That's okay. I didn't feel I did too bad. I was within an ass's roar of most of them.
Absolutely.
I'm all right with that. We got to slag Verón. We talked about a woman who sounds like a cake.
And people who have their underneath.
And people who get their tickles tickles on the underneath.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. Thanks a million. 6:32. How's your Mondays?
Ah, sure, it's grand for a Monday.
Good stuff. Good
no
stuff.
Complaints.
An
you know?
Exciting and action-packed weekend, was it?
No, not really. Kind of sat around, not doing an awful lot. Just hanging
some
out.
Some of the best ones do, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's true, yeah. Lovely. No, it was nice. It was relaxing. It felt very long.
What?
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Long.
In a nice way, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm glad it did for you. God, yeah. Oh, God, I can never make a weekend feel long enough.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be with you there. I kind of felt like I had a nice long weekend, yeah.
How was Crufts?
Oh, it was amazing.
It was amazing because he was looking at it through beer goggles. That's
I can see you're hanging a bit again today.
Well, for the third year.
It's starting to become a bit of a Monday thing, isn't it?
For the third year in a row, he's about to say.
Yeah.
The third week in a row, would that be
it? Well, no, for the third year in a row, I have drunk live-streamed Crufts as a commentator.
Yeah. It's just for the third week in a row, you've come in hanging into work. That's what she means. Yeah.
You extraordinarily rude to bring that up.
He's regressing. Have you noticed it? He's actually...
Absolutely.
I wouldn't have thought that was possible of PJ, but it is. He's actually regressing.
Yeah. We're slowly dragging him back into our world.
Yeah, you were the healthy one. Yeah.
I am the healthy one. It was a particularly big weekend. It's the dog championships.
Okay.
Was on.
I only saw two portions of Crufts. That was the dog,
two
the
portions.
Rescue dog.
Two portions.
That was a hot dog.
Pedigree chum. I saw the dog who got everything spectacularly wrong. And ended up carrying the barrier.
Oh,
yeah.
That was amazing.
And then, what was it? One who won something yesterday had a slight accident.
He did a poo.
Did a whoopsie.
Yeah. He got excited. He won best in show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, I'll tell you something. When we get a big guest in here, you want to see what happens to PJ. Yeah, Queen and Radio Gaga here at Classic Hits. That could well be our theme tune today.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
PJ had quite an eventful Sunday.
I really did. I'm delighted with myself.
Mondays are becoming a bit that way. Kind of, you never know.
Jim McCabe.
What you're going to get.
How dare
you're
you?
You're becoming the Forrest Gump of Monday radio.
Excuse me.
You never quite know what you're going to get.
Okay. In the last 2 weeks, I believe that might be true, but I've had a couple of extenuating circumstances.
Correct.
The greatest dog event in the history of the world.
Absolutely.
A death the week before.
The week before, true. And the rare occurrence of my United victory. If you can't celebrate them.
I mean, honestly, Jim, it would be weirder if I came compos mentis today.
Correct. And of course, the other thing was, didn't Bowes have a decent result the other night?
They did, yeah. The North Dublin Derby, 2-0. Yeah. Kicked the minnows back into their place. It was great.
You've asserted your landlord
superiority. Yeah, it's brilliant, Jeff. Yeah. Oh,
to your tenants.
Yes, indeed. There you go. Whipped. Yes, that was great. It was just brilliant, Jeff. What a weekend of results and everything. It's very rare you get them all going your way.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, just ahead of Radio Gaga, of course, we had Come On Eileen from Dexy's Midnight Runners, and I just want to see if I can find who it was that texted in here. Hang on a second, there she is. Who did it come in from? It came in from Marie, who was has put it into our heads now that Come On Eileen is the perfect song to sing along to COVID-19.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, has that become a thing? Has it?
Yeah,
unbeknownst to me.
COVID-19, yeah, COVID-19.
Blew my neck.
It makes you cough and then sneeze. COVID-19.
By the way, the amount
the
of people
fever is the...
your tweet over the weekend, right? The amount of people I had to explain that you were being funny, you were being ironic. What? The thing about, you know, being fed up, having to, the sooner the better this is over because you're sick washing your hands after going to the toilet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The amount of people I had to point out that you were being deliberately funny and deliberately, you know, whatever, that like you do actually genuinely wash your hands all the time after the toilet.
What? What do you mean?
I was defending you, saying no, it's you know, he's been like, he does anyway, he would, of course he would wash his hands after going to the toilet
every time. Come on, Jim,
you're right, I don't know why I bother defending
yourself.
Why I bother defending?
I've the hands washed off myself. I can't wait to at least just have the odd slash again and you can just wipe your hand in your jeans and walk off. I mean, honestly, I'm all for being clean and everything, but this has gone without a joke. This has gone beyond a joke at this stage. Sure, sometimes the hand dryer does the job itself.
Oh my god!
You know what I mean?
Just dries it in for you, like.
You just, that'd be grand. You know.
all of those people I defended him to over the weekend, I take it all back. He's a dirty animal.
I am not a dirty animal. I would literally wash every third or fourth time. If I was in, you know, if you're out and about.
Yeah, if you're in company, like.
Yeah. If it's in company. If it's at home on my own, obviously you'd do the full wash because there's nothing else to be at. You know, and you wouldn't be going as frequently.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. Anyway, listen, we have to say a big happy birthday to Zach. Zach is 38 today, and his loving wife, who, believe it or not, apparently is called Gorgeous.
Oh.
She says that's her middle name, Gorgeous.
That's your parents took a punt on that one now. Yeah. And fair play to them, they obviously got it right.
I have a sneaky suspicion she may have inserted that one herself.
Maybe.
Possibly. But anyway, listen, Zach, Gorgeous, says happy 38th birthday
that's
to you.
That's brilliant.
Fair play to you. Right, 087-188-0008. Loads and loads of WhatsApps in. We'll do our best to get through them all. Today, of course, we thought we'd be gearing up for a big Double Money Monday, and then Damo goes and gives away the blooming money.
He gave away the hit bit. It was won. The hit bit was won. So those wondering, it was When Smokey Sings by ABC.
For those who didn't hear it, I don't know. I'll check with Magical Michael, but we may end up just playing it out for you so you can hear it for yourself, the explanation and all that sort of stuff. But
yeah, we'll have to do that.
It was Smokey.
When Smokey Sings.
When Smokey Sings from ABC.
Yeah, that's
it. Coincidence, actually, that today then is Martin Fry's birthday.
Oh, right. It is, of course.
My God, now we see that now. If it had been on a Double Money Monday, how perfect would that have been that on Martin Fry's birthday, we'd have given away the big money?
You'd have heard the violins.
And Damien had to go and ruin it by giving it away on Friday.
Of course he did, yeah.
Oh, but he'd do that just to steal our thunder, wouldn't he?
There you are now. I'm going to do that there. I'm going to take it off the bias.
Yeah.
He's thinking.
Shocking, carry on. But at least we still have our big holiday to give away to South Africa. You'll be looking for the Caped Crusader. We'll do that after 7 o'clock. Get you on the case. And PJ's musical heroes, to fess up, in fairness, we spoke to them on Friday. But we weren't allowed to play it out for you because they were appearing on the Late Late Show. But the Beautiful South, Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott, I beg your pardon. We met them on Friday. You were over the moon, weren't you?
Oh, here, would you stop? They're as good as it gets. I mean, that's it. That's one of those meeting your heroes thing. And hoping they're going to live up to it.
And they did.
They really did. They're amazing.
So you'll get to hear the chat that we had with them. That's on the way, probably after 8 o'clock this morning. So that's something to look forward to too. And of course, a brand new week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. I'm trying to remember what our big prize is this week. I can't remember off the top of my head. It's a getaway somewhere, is it?
It's always a getaway, yeah.
Will it be written down here? Let me just check here and see if it's written down
here. Is it the car or something?
It's the Inishannon House Hotel. That's what it is.
That's it. Two nights stay with a meal on one of the nights, I think, isn't it?
That's it. Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I remembered. Yeah.
Are you reading it off the page?
I am not. I don't have it. No one gives me a page. I'm looking at Michael D. Higgins, a video of him petting his dog at the moment.
Good for you.
Yep. Very nice of him.
Right, so that said, that's what we have. That's a little bit of our menu today. God knows what else will kind of creep in along the way. And as usual, of course, if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. And between now and 10 o'clock, we'll try and sober PJ up.
Hey!
It's time to play the Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
Right, time to go in search of the Cape Crusader once again.
That flipping horn scared the life out of me. I didn't expect it. I'm obviously a bit delicate today. I was dancing around to Uptown Girl and then I heard a right in my ear. Scared the life out of me.
Oh, I tell you something. There's fun to be had with PJ this morning. I can tell you he's a shell of himself.
Fragile. Muy fragile. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we may not have a Double Money Monday for you to play for today, but what we have this week for sure, PJ and myself this coming Friday are going to make the winning phone call for this incredible prize. Return flights for two to Cape Town with Turkish Airlines. That 7-night stay in the villa. The guided city tour, including views from the top of Table Mountain. The wine tasting tour of the famous Stellenbosch wine region in the Western Cape. That's thanks to Sunway Holidays. 5,000 South African rand for you to spend, and of course the multitrip.com travel insurance policy for the pair of you. That's the prize we're handing out. We need to make sure your name is in the draw.
Your name needs to be in the draw. We're going to give you the clue now. We're going to let you hear more sort of very detailed sort of stereotypes from the Cape Crusader.
Yeah, the kind of stuff you thought went out in the 70s.
Indeed. But look, he's out there saving lives. He's not really up to date with PC culture.
No.
So he's going to let you know through these clues where he is. You just have to text us. Text the word WIN or WhatsApp the word win, I should say, to 0871880008, followed by his location. That's all you got to do.
Absolutely. And then if Magic Mike picks you to play and you get it right, well, your name will be in the draw for that chance to win that incredible holiday. So here it is. Where is the Cape Crusader?
The Cape Crusader. I'm back again. Do you know where I am? Well, I can see from here I'm sitting on top of a pyramid. Oh, that does hurt. And also, a giant cat with a human face. Oh, scary. And also, I can see the world's oldest dress was found here. Maybe it was Niall Boylan's. I don't know, but I am out of here because I am the Cape Crusader!
That actually, that sounded sort of weirdly David Norris or something.
It did, yeah.
At the start.
I'm starting to think that David Norris is fighting crime on his spare time.
But I think there's probably enough in there to tell you where the Cape Crusader is. Get on to WhatsApp the word win, your answer, and get it into us on 087-188-0008.
The Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Another chance to play coming soon with Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite and trusted travel insurance provider. Classic Hits.
Guaranteed Irish, Sinead O'Connor and Mandinka here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. It's a 7:15.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, now lots of people have been texting in, WhatsApping in this morning, early this morning, to say that they particularly enjoyed what might be considered an unofficial broadcast of Crufts over the weekend. There was a very special broadcast, a live stream, no less, that took place last night just before the big prize, of course, Best in Show at Crufts. Some of you may have possibly witnessed that, certainly judging by the amount of WhatsApps we got in, a lot of people witnessed it. It took place, funnily enough, on the great PJ Gallagher's Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. It was a slightly different type of commentary, affected by a number of issues. Obviously, there was the technological kind of consideration of basically filming it off the telly. And then there was the fact
the
that the... Or off the laptop. And the fact that the commentator was a little bit tired and emotional.
It was the third year of Half Cut Crufts. And I have to say, Half Cut Crufts has become
a thing.
It's become a thing now. Inadvertently a thing. Last year we had a great time. I think last night was even better because it was live from me ma's spare room.
Yeah.
As I sat on the bed with the laptop. And
now, what was it? Was it Half Cut Crufts brought to you by Yellow Spot? What, Green Spot, was it?
It was actually the distillery edition of Jameson.
Oh, all right. Well, very good.
With somebody else's name on it. It wasn't mine.
So, brought to you by Stolen Jameson.
Yes, it was. So I have a bit of explaining to do. But Half Cut Crufts went on last night.
Right.
And I would like to say once again on Half Cut Crufts, the winner was picked. The winner was selected. So
you did. You showed, despite the half cutness, you were able to pick. You're still able to pick a winner.
Still able to pick the winner. And the winner was, if you are watching, Maisie. The wire-haired dachshund. The wire-haired sausage dog, Maisie. What a beautiful animal, Jim. Strutted her stuff marvellously, moved the way a dachshund can only dream of moving, showing it all off under that wire hair. A great little personality, a lovely smile. Went around the compound. She just looked fantastic.
Excellent.
So she did. Very well presented by the owner. And won. And it was just a marvellous and beautiful moment that can only happen in Crufts, where she won, was presented with the trophy, put down on the ground, and she dropped a big poo out of the excitement and
really?
The fuss. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. So Best in Show literally was so excited, she shat herself.
Look, that happens to us all.
Okay.
We've all have our moments where the bowels give way to the nerves. And, we've all had to run. The poor old Maisie doesn't have a toilet, so she just let it go where she was, where she stood. But it got her even more.
Did she get more points for that? Oh, excellent. Well done, Maisie.
She got more social points, yeah. People online were like all tweeting in. People were saying, next time I'm in a bad mood, I'm going to remember the winner, Maisie, and it will put a smile on my face as just thinking of her dropping a poo with excitement in the middle of world television. The biggest dog show in the world, and she celebrates by dropping one.
To be fair, I thought it was going to happen here on Friday. We've got the Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott with us
after
8 o'clock. We got a chance to speak to them on Friday. I thought PJ was going to drop a poo, to be honest with you. He was so excited.
I know. So did I for a bit.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't, though.
I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. think we're all glad you did.
Actually, I had Crufts. I left it on the screen when they came in. Do you remember that?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Left Jackie Abbott sitting there, and I was trying to tell her about the last time a dog did the poo. It was little Ollie the Jack.
But to be
Russell.
Honest with you, the other clip that I saw as well over the course of the weekend was the I have no idea what sort of breed of dog it was, but it was doing the what I would call the obstacle course. What's it officially called?
It's the agility.
The agility. Yeah. And you know the way there was the tubes that it had to kind of go in and out of?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And this dog just, it would certainly go in. It took its time about coming
out.
It
wanted to come out.
And then it would peek out, have a look and go, ah, look at this! And then run off.
Yeah.
And then run around for a while and run back in and go, ah, look at this again!
He was a great dog.
But the best part of all was when its owner tried to get it to jump under the little fences, and it said, "Fuck that!" Took the pole in its mouth and ran off. That's around that
Yeah, that was the rescue dog agility. That was
rescue dog.
Yeah, so they do this thing for rescue dog agility, and the rescue dogs come out and show how brilliant and smart they are, and how they can be as good as any other dog.
Yeah,
and he just came out and let the side down terribly, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
He was brilliant. He was great. He
looked like he was having the best time ever.
The best crack ever.
Yeah.
And just going back into the tunnel when he didn't want to come out. It was
he was just waiting in the tunnel for a while and then look out and go, I was in here all the time.
Yeah. And then the other one that went into the tunnel and kept coming out the same direction. He kept turning around in the middle and coming out.
Yeah.
We just stopped. I don't think there's anything better than that.
Yeah. It was like that dog was playing a weird version of hide and seek.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, with its owner or whatever. It was like, I was actually in here all the time.
And then there was the little fella. He was like a half a Staffordshire Terrier, and he came out and he jumped over one fence, ran straight over to the crowd and started begging for treats. Did you see him?
No.
Straight over. Up on his back legs, looking at people going, anyone got a bit of a biscuit out there at all? No? No? Yeah. A bit of a biscuit?
You see, that's the kind of stuff you just won't get in the Olympics.
You won't,
you know what I mean? You won't get a lad who's supposedly taking part in the high jump or something and, you know, running straight by it and going to the crowd and going, anybody got a ticket?
Yeah. You've never seen Michael Phelps jump out of the pool halfway just because he wants to get a biscuit off someone sitting in the audience or share a packet of crisps.
Yeah, and are you never seen Usain Bolt standing there after, you know, breaking the speed record and winning the gold and standing up at the podium and dropping a poo?
Never. Sonia O'Sullivan did it. But she didn't want to.
It's time to play the Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
That's what it's all about, guessing where the Cape Crusader is to get your name in the draw for this incredible prize, this trip to Cape Town. I call it a trip to Cape Town. It's an incredible holiday. 7 fabulous nights in a villa. Is where you'll be staying, and then all the other bits and pieces, all the tours and the spending money and everything that goes into it. It's absolutely incredible. One of those once in a lifetime things, I think. A trip to South Africa is like that, isn't it?
Ah, yeah.
It's a bucket list kind of thing, isn't it?
It's definitely absolutely one of those holidays. So let's see if we can stick someone else into the draw instead of me barking out the answer before we take them like I've been doing.
Okay, well listen, I'll tell you what. Do you want to have another listen to where the Cape Crusader was?
Yeah,
right, here we go.
The Cape Crusader. I'm back again. Do you know where I am? Well, I can see from here I'm sitting on top of a pyramid. Oh, that does hurt. And also, a giant cat with a human face. Ooh, scary. And also, I can see the world's oldest dress was found here. Maybe it was Niall Boylan's. I don't know, but I am out of here because I am the Cape Crusader!
There you go. Where is he? Caroline Cass, how are you getting on?
Hey lads, how are you?
All good, Caroline. How's the weekend for you?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was busy, busy, busy. Happy Monday and all that.
Good stuff, right?
Well, you bet into the Crufts, were you? Because
No. seen the dog go running off the pole. Yeah.
I love that.
You saw the best of it then, Caroline. You saw the best of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, the important stuff is, let's hope that we're going to put your name into the draw. Where do you think the Cape Crusader was?
I think that he was in Egypt.
Captain Cape Man, the Cape Crusader says yes.
Hey!
There you go, Caroline. Keep your fingers crossed then. Friday we'll be doing the reveal.
Great. That's
good
great
stuff.
Listen, thanks, lads.
Not at all. Happy Monday to you, Caroline.
You too.
Cheers.
Bye. Take it easy. Bye.
There you go. Another name in there. This is the important week. Of course, Friday is when PJ and myself are going to make that winning phone call. You need to get your name into that draw. Next chance to do it is with Niall Boylan later on this afternoon.
The Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Another chance to play coming soon with Multitrip.com, Ireland's favorite and trusted travel insurance provider. Classic Hits.
It's 7:31 here at Classic Hits. It's time for the headlines. Here's Tara.
Thank you, Jim. Well, the issue of sick pay for workers affected by the coronavirus outbreak will be discussed today. A special cabinet subcommittee set up by the Taoiseach meets later amid concerns that some workers who don't have sick pay benefits in their contracts would refuse to self-isolate or take time off, risking a further spread of the disease. Two new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed here last night, bringing the total number of known infections in the Republic of Ireland to 21. The former Lord Mayor of Dublin, Christy Burke, meanwhile, wants the capital's St. Patrick's Day parade to be postponed to avoid the risk of spreading the coronavirus. He and fellow independent councillor Anthony Flynn say that if the government doesn't call a halt to the parade next Tuesday, that he'll ask Dublin City Council management to pull its support for the event. Around 14,000 third level students have applied for hardship grants to help with the spiralling cost of rents. It comes as the cost of on-campus accommodation at some universities looks set to increase by as much as 12% in the coming years. Four men go on trial in the Netherlands today, charged with the murder of 298 people on board flight MH17. The Malaysia Airlines plane from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was shot down with a Russian-made missile over eastern Ukraine in 2014. And 77% of people claim to have walked in dog poo on the street, according to a new survey from Dogs Trust. The charity has launched its annual dog fouling awareness campaign, highlighting the fact that it's not a dog problem, but a human one. In sport, Liverpool are two wins away from being crowned Premier League champions after Manchester City slipped up at Old Trafford yesterday. Citizens boss Pep Guardiola has backed his goalkeeper Ederson after his mistakes gifted rivals Manchester United a 2-0 Premier League win.
Classic Hits Pump Watch.
Now, Carmel Barrett was in touch over the weekend to say FT Fuels in Cartymore in Athenry in County Galway has its diesel for 128.9 cent a litre. Its petrol is 138.9. Classichits.ie/pumpwatch is where you'll get us online, or you can drop us a quick WhatsApp now if you've seen good value at the pumps today. 087-188-0008. As always, don't forget to include your address and we'll send you some Classichits goodies in the post for your efforts.
Jam Busters Traffic on Classic Hits with Lloyd's Pharmacy.
Sign up for a free text alert to collect your repeat prescription when ready. Lloyd's Pharmacy. Say hello to the people that know.
Now, starting in Cork, where Gardaí are en route to a crash on the South City Link Road at the Boreham Manor Road junction. Traffic is slowing on approach. They're already slow on all approaches to the Dunkettle Interchange, particularly this morning on the M8 southbound. In Galway, slow on the N83 Toom Road southbound from Loch George to Clare Galway. Then there are delays from Castlegar down to the Bohorna Trav junction. Also heading on Parkmore Road is slow from Briarhill into the Technology Park. In Dublin, along the Grand Canal, it's busy from Harold's Cross to the Ranelagh Road. Gill Street is also slow from Savile Place to the Samuel Beckett Bridge. And in Wicklow, delays building on the N11 northbound now from Delgany to Kilmechanic.
Weather on Classic Hits with carhireexcess.ie. Hiring a car on holiday? Avoid nasty excess charges at the car hire desk abroad. Visit carhireexcess.ie.
Now, dry in the east this morning. Rain that's already in the west, though, will spread right across the country during the course of the morning. Heavy and persistent in places with a risk of localised flooding. Fresh to strong winds today and a little chilly at first this morning, but becoming much milder later on with top temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees.
Weather on Classic Hits with carhireexcess.ie. Don't get ripped off on holiday. Cover the Car Hire Excess online before you travel. Visit carhireexcess.ie.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7 to 7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Minya Tara. 25 to 8. Normally, of course, around about this time, we'd be priming you to have a go at the hit bit and going on about how much money is involved because it's Double Money Monday and all that sort of stuff. But not today, because it was won.
It was, yeah. When Smokey Sings was the song.
The answer, yeah, the
by
song.
By ABC. So it went, so 1,400 quid, I believe it was, that Damien Farley gave away. We'll let you hear it, I'd say. We'll give you a little blast of it before we start another hit bit.
Absolutely, yeah. But there will be one very shortly.
I'm pretty sure. They're in there now, fighting over it, trying to make it as difficult as possible.
21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Monday morning, 9th of March. Good to have you along, folks. So 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. As I say, no Double Money Monday. The hit bit was won, but we will reveal all about it and all of that sort of stuff. Explain the clue, all that sort of stuff for you very shortly. But in the meantime, we seem to have become Eurovision converts, PJ.
Well, yeah, we're converts this year.
We've been sucked into it.
There's a bit of excitement going on around Eurovision, let's be quite honest. Your man, or what's his name again? Something you, that has thinking about you. or thinking about things. The Iceland.
Oh, Daddy Freyr.
Daddy Freyr, who was thinking about things.
He, which we kind of thought was a shoo-in. I was going to say universally liked it, but in fairness, I don't think Magic Mike was a convert.
No, he wasn't mad into it.
I don't think he was mad into it.
No, not mad
in
into
fact,
it.
In fact, he wasn't mad into either one of them.
He's just too cool for all of this.
Too cool.
You know, yeah, he'd be kind of giving it the whole don't like it, but singing it to himself all day, you know.
Secretly.
Yeah, definitely doing all that. But I'd say, we got quite taken by that. The video was good. The song is good. Their dance moves are good.
We thought the Irish one wasn't bad.
The Irish one came in. Leslie Roy, she unveiled her one.
Yeah.
The Story of My Life, or it's called, isn't it? Something
more
like
of a dancey tune.
Yeah, very Katy Perry buzz off it. I thought, this is it. This could be a year for fighting. But now the Swiss have released their song and it's a hot favourite. It is the hot favourite to win the Eurovision Song Contest.
Right, okay. So this is a little snippet of it.
Pourquoi la pluie et les nuages aussi? Et les nuages aussi? Pourquoi le soir? Tu t'endors dans mon lit. Tu t'endors dans mon lit.
Now I don't know if it heats up a bit.
It's better because this is rubbish.
Yeah.
Si loin de la famille.
At the moment it's sort of like a Swiss Sam Smith thing.
I just feel like I'm in a supermarket looking for cheese. Listen to this.
Right, let's see, does it? No, obviously it doesn't particularly heat up. Right. This is the favourite, is it?
This is the favourite. It's all sung in French. It's the first time Switzerland has entered the song where it's all sung in French.
This is Jean's Tears, apparently, is the name of the
band. I know why he's crying. Like, I mean, he's been given a dud. It's obvious, like, you know. This is, their first time in 10 years, I beg your pardon, that they've had it. Oh, hold on, is there something about to happen there? It's just more the same.
Right, they just...
The drum machine got someone turned on.
They just did a bass drop there and sang the same stuff again.
Well, this is better than...
They're saying this is better than Iceland.
That you're hearing in the background now, that is the 7-1 favourite to win all over, yep.
Oh my God, I don't hear that.
Was 16-1, but the odds tumbled in a few days. Ireland's still 28 to win.
Well, I'd prefer the Irish entry to this.
Yeah, same here. And Ireland's one is 28-1. This is 7-1. Ireland's song is far superior to this.
Okay. There's obviously... They must know about some sort of voting block that's happening.
Maybe, yeah. But God, John's Tears. I mean, it's making me really want to cry.
So it's G-J-O-N. Like Jean is the only thing I can make it that.
Jean.
Yeah. Jean's Tears.
Sounds like that, yeah.
Yeah, now I'm bored rigid with that now.
Yeah, Story of My Life by Leslie Roy, the Irish one, is much better than that. Much better than that.
And what's the Iceland odds, does it say?
I'm not seeing the Iceland odds, actually. No, Iceland are back at the top of the market, 7-2. That makes them the favourite.
That makes them the favourite, surely, no?
No, they're 7-1 from 16-1 to win. Iceland are back at the top of the market after this. It says the whole thing is about Switzerland being the favourite. Switzerland is hot favourite, it says. Hot favourite, and then it gives us the odds, and the odds.
And Iceland are shorter odds than Switzerland. And,
at 7-2, yeah.
Right.
From 6-1, which meant even when there were longer odds, they were still ahead of Switzerland. I don't understand the Eurovision, lads.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bid. The hit bid has been won. So there's really not much point in playing you the little beat. Do you want to do it anyway?
Well, this was it, of course. That's the thing that everybody was trying to identify for so long. And the weird thing about it is, right, well, look, I'll tell you what. Damien gave it away. He had a winner.
He had a winner.
Okay. In fact, look, this is what happened.
Let's go to line two. Leslie Dalton is somewhere in Dublin. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Damien. I'm in Kimmage at the moment.
You're in Kimmage. How are you? Good?
Not too bad, yeah, Grant.
What do you reckon this thing is?
I think it's ABC when Smokey sings.
ABC when Smokey sings. Why did you come to that conclusion now?
Just because of the miracles, Smokey Robinson and the miracles, and miraculous is the claim that was all.
Yes! It is! Leslie, you
can't believe it.
You've just won the Classic Hip Hit. 1,390 quid is yours.
I can't believe it. Yeah. All right, that's great.
Oh, my.
Good start to the weekend.
Well, drinks are on you the weekend, I think.
Delighted. Thanks a million. That's
oh,
great.
Wow. Leslie, congratulations. That's amazing news.
Thanks amazing. A million. I've never won any more than 2 years. That's
1,390 quid is all yours. Leslie Dalton that's from Kimmage. Well done. You won the hip bit.
Thanks a million, Damien.
That's how it happened. Leslie Dalton winning the cash on Friday, €1,390.
That so sounds like Katie Taylor. It sounds like she's letting on.
So
give it a different name.
Was actually this bit from When Smokey
when
Sings.
When Smokey Sings, yeah.
I think it's very bad form of Damien to give, who have given away because today is Martin Fry's birthday from ABC.
Yeah, I know. It would have been the perfect day. And it would have been a double money
and
Monday.
And it would have been a double money Monday. The synergy of it would have been €2,800. Naturally, with the generosity in this studio, we'd have rounded that up to €3,000.
Of course we would. Of course we would. No doubt about it. But there you go. It has been won. So we'll start a new one where... We're a told yeah. Hit bit team.
Any ideas, Mike, actually, when that might come around again?
Yeah, we are going to go Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Middle of the week, why not?
Wow. Right. I was thinking like a Friday thing or something. No, we Magic Mike, straight in with a Wednesday, a hump day.
Don't go when everyone thinks should happen,
That's
Jim.
That's it, you see.
Go with the unusual.
Go against the grain.
Exactly, yeah. Wednesday.
Right, you heard it straight from the horse's mouth. Magic and Michael has said, Wednesday we will kick off a brand new hit bit. How much are we going to play for?
We're going to kick it off with 500 squids.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, and I've a kind of a feeling that really I'm not going to get to say much for the next bit, right? I probably won't get a word in edgeways because PJ is about to meet some of his musical heroes.
Ah, look, this is this. I don't get excited about much things unless it's dogs and crofts and all yeah, that. We've talked about that.
They're not dogs. They are the wonderful Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott are in the studio.
Hello,
guys. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Nice to be here.
It's great to see you. You're coming back to Ireland again. Like, it's not that long since you were here in Trinity College, was it? Like,
we were just talking about that. We couldn't work because time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It was only last summer, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah.
It was a really, really nice gig. It was a lovely time.
I know. I was raging because I was working and like Jim's saying, I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. Like, I mean, the best day of my life last year was when you followed me on Twitter, and then the worst is when you decided you weren't going to be on Twitter anymore.
Don't worry, I'll do that after. I'll be back.
I'll go back this afternoon. Don't worry about it.
Highs and lows in this man's life.
Yeah, I know. Terrible.
You'll break him.
Well, I heard it was an amazing gig. Like, the Dublin audience really went for it.
It was. It was lovely.
It was the sort of end of that beautiful summer that we had last year, which seems a long way away now. But yeah, just to be up there on that stage and look across the grounds was enough. But when it filled up and...
This well, did,
faces,
did you go around and look at the colleges? Well, they showed the library they have there.
Awesome. Yeah, really Booker Kells and all that. Yeah. Normally full of Americans in golf trousers.
Yeah. And of course, this time around, of course, you're like it's around the country. Obviously, the Galway gig is already sold out. The Belfast gig is sold out. Still some tickets, maybe for the Killarney INEC and the Tree Arena.
Yes, and we've got one other one, and I'll tell you why I'm telling you.
Right
at the start of it, we've got a very small one in Donegal, which is. That it's already sold out because it was only 300. But the reason for doing it is I worked out that I've got, I think, 14 counties left to play of all the counties in the whole of Ireland. And I want to do them all before I stop singing.
Really?
Yeah. So that was added on the front of the tour.
So, but what's this tour been like, though? Because you two have been around, you've been singing together for a long time now.
In various guises.
And now you've got this new album and everything coming out. Are you still in, like, is it still good crack, or is it kind of... Yeah, you must get road weary after a while.
No.
Better than ever.
Because
you must, though, no?
No, I think when people ask about the length of time you're away, I think going back years when we're in the beautiful South, it was a lot more, it seemed to a lot more for longer stretches then. But because we're all very family orientated now and home life and it's busy home lives, you said straight away it's not going to be that thing of relentless, you know, time away from home. It's going to be like bursts, but it'll be comfortable for everybody to sort of be away for that length of time and not feel like you're away. So it makes it even, better. It's still a laugh anyway.
Like when people go along to the gigs, right, are you totally cool with bashing out all of what you represent in all of its forms? House Martin's Beautiful South.
You can sing it. I'm shortly going to be 58 and songs like maybe Happy Hour are starting to feel a bit of a stretch, but as long as we can sing it in the form that, close to the form it was originally in, we're fine doing anything.
Yeah, you're not. You don't get precious about stuff
no,
like that.
No, because you've got to remember. Well, you don't have to remember, but I'd like you to remember. I didn't play Happy Hour for between 1987 and 2014 because in the Beautiful South we never touched it. Obviously, we were Beautiful South. I never touched any of my new stuff until Jackie old stuff until Jackie rejoined. So that was a long time to play songs, not play songs like that.
Wow.
So a lot of it is still fresh. There's like times where we were thinking of doing something like Think for a Minute. I haven't sung that since 1987.
And it's still
amazing.
But those songs still sound so amazing, so relevant. Happy Hour is a great example because Jackie, you posted on your Twitter this video of you all practicing in a hotel room. Yeah, yeah. It just went unbelievably viral.
It was so weird because that like I said, we did on the night that we did that, we were going for a meal and it was weird in real time it happening where you're looking down at your phone and I went, this is bizarre. It's not just being like, it was only rehearsal. And I kind of said in the tweet, it was, oh, I'm on 7 vodka and lemonades or whatever I said.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
But we hadn't actually had a drink then. And what I meant was, yeah, later on, I was posting it when I was having a meal and having a drink. And I thought, yeah, it's great. Thinking, it'll get a little bit of a response.
I couldn't watch that video and not think, imagine what it was like being the fella in the room next door.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the video somebody did of Alan Partridge dancing next door?
No, I didn't.
It was fun, you know, that when he's in the Alan Partridge, set in the hotel.
Yeah.
They smash cut it to him dancing in the room next door.
Well,
you got all things like that because people were just loving it. It was wonderful. It was such a wonderful
And
response.
I mean, the other thing we should mention, of course, is because today is significant insofar as that the new album's getting released today. At least certainly here, I assume everywhere. Manchester Calling. So the new album, so I mean, apart from everybody who'll go along for, you know, the classics, if you want to call it that, whatever. The new stuff, I mean, is that buzz for the new stuff still as much as it ever was, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's sort of like you've got your old songs and you've got songs that the audience are learning. And it's really rewarding watching those songs grow because we've had them in us for a long time. It takes a long time to record. We actually finished recording last July and sat on it for a while. So it's like watching your new babies.
I'm really looking forward to hearing it because you're kind of admittedly a bit cranky now. There's a line that says the music, you're a curmudgeonly side to what you're doing.
Well, I think it's embracing your crankiness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we love that here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But listen, thanks a million for coming into us. What's the dates again? So the dates are still for sale.
I was just going to say, to be honest with you, you'd want to get a move on if you're going to make it happen because two of the gigs are already sold out anyway. So Galway and Belfast are gone. But you might still get tickets for the Dublin show in the Three Arena. That's on the 10th of April. Or possibly in Killarney in the INEC there on the 12th of April, but as I say, you'd want to get on it pretty quick. And Manchester Calling today is the new album released from Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott. Guys, thanks so much. Been a real blast.
Yeah,
been
a pleasure.
Thank you so much indeed.
And if you need a driver, I'm all over that.
Yeah, the Beautiful South featuring, of course, Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott. And we spoke to the guys on Friday, it's fair to say, before they headed off to the Late Late Show and all that sort of stuff.
The soundest people we've ever had. The best people ever. They were amazing.
It was so easy going. And the first people that ever, Paul admitted that he actually Googled sort of PJ himself to see who he was going to be chatting to. It's the first time any guest that's come in has actually bothered to do research on us.
Or at least it's the first time anyone's ever come in and says, I had to try and figure out who he was wearing on the old Google there. Jackie Abbott, you couldn't get her out of the place. You kept on talking and telling stories.
They were loving it. They were in no brilliant. Hurry. They were in absolutely no hurry to go.
Yeah, I have to say, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Over the moon, I met them now.
And the two shows, as I say, the Galway one is done. The Belfast one, I think, is done? Anyway, look, basically, I think Killarney and Dublin.
Yeah, it's Killarney and Dublin are the two left.
The two shows that you might just still get a chance to get your hands on tickets. The INEC in Killarney and, of course, the place across the road there.
The
Point O' Tree.
The Old Tree, or whatever they call it. It's right there anyway. The Point Depot.
Well worth checking it out. Also, by the way, the other thing that's still coming in, people are still wondering about the hit bit being won. What the clue had to do with anything. It's the backing band. So the song was When Smokey Sings.
Yeah.
A song by ABC about the great Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
Right? And Smokey Robinson's backing band were known as The Miracles. Smokey Robinson and The Miracles.
Yeah.
That's where the miraculous clue comes from. So that's what it was all about.
And of course, as is usual, only a week after the clue goes out, it gets won.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I have a very funny feeling we're not going to get clues off Mike again.
It's going to be tough to get them out of them.
They're not happy. There's definitely the Hitbit. There's a whole sort of crowd of people. It's like a Hitbit committee in here. And no one in the Hitbit committee is happy that it's been won.
They never are.
I can imagine it'll be tougher to get clues the next time, because it really does go quick after that, doesn't it? It has done.
It's kind of a shame that it went on Friday and didn't go today. One, because it would have been worth a whole lot more money. It would have been Double Money Monday. And the irony of it is, or the coincidence, is that today is Martin Fry's birthday. Martin Fry of ABC.
Yeah.
Who had the hit, of course, when Smokey Sings. So had it have gone today, there would have been a fabulous synergy to us, PJ.
And it would have been double money. It would have been loads of money as well.
It would have been good. But anyway, listen, it was one. And well done to... was Leslie, wasn't it? Leslie Dalton.
Katie Taylor. I'm telling you now, that was Katie Taylor using a fake name.
Sixpence None the Richer and Kiss Me here at Classic Kids. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Right, a couple of shout-outs we have to do, right? I met this this girl on... Saturday night was doing a gig for Arklow United FC. They were having their lip sync legends in the Arklow Bay Hotel. Yeah. And I met Leanne Walker. And she's a big fan of the show.
Good stuff.
And she's converted her mum as well.
Even better still.
But the thing about it is, she has to wait till she gets to as far as the Beehive pub to pick us up. Because for some reason they can't get us in Arklow.
Right.
So hopefully, I didn't get a time from her. I said I'd give her a shout out on Monday, but I didn't get a time. So hopefully... Leanne Walker and her mum are in the car or in some sort of vicinity to be able to hear us. So, Leanne, thank you very much indeed for listening.
Thank you very much. Great to have you along. And buy your own radio instead of using the one in the Beehive.
And also, right, we got to say a happy birthday. Jenny was on email. She sent an email in to say that her son George is 11 years old today.
Ah, happy birthday.
But that's only the start of it, PJ. Because he's 11 years old today, and tomorrow, himself and his sister Melissa... are going to be making the confirmation. Isn't that time already?
Jeebers, it must be, yeah.
Confirmation time already.
Jeebers. That comes around quick.
Absolutely.
Right, so there you go. All yous in your suits, going around. Young fellas in suits, shaking hands with everybody.
Well, yeah. So that's it. This is from his mum, from Melissa, from Casey, and also from Faith. So happy birthday, George, and a happy confirmation to Melissa and George for tomorrow. The best thing to do is probably not expect anything from PJ. We've had that experience with PJ in the past. Where,
excuse me.
When it came to...
You act like you give people nothing.
What is it, confirmation or communion? Your
it was
nephew
communion,
had,
yeah.
Communion.
The confirmation, I think, is next year, is it? What age do you have to be for them? 12 or something, is it?
Well, I mean, George is 11. He's celebrating his birthday today, man. We just said happy birthday to him.
Yeah. But I'm asking what age you have to do to be a confirmation.
Well, he's making his confirmation tomorrow, and he's 11 today, so...
Yeah.
Does it mean? I'd say 11 might be a good guess.
Well, hold on a minute now. Was he 12 today?
He's 11 today.
He's 11 today, but is he 12 tomorrow?
No. He'll still be 11. It's his birthday.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so do you have a scale for confirmation givings? If what was communion? €2
€2.
You gave.
That's more than enough.
Right. For confirmation, would you...
That's more than enough.
So €2 still?
No, a fiver maybe.
Right.
It depends if I'm related or not. I'm not related to this child. He can get us €2 and be happy about it. I'm not related to this child.
Nobody's asking to give George any money. Yeah, or Melissa
for
that
matter. Well, you needn't bother coming, George. Or Melissa for that matter. You know what I mean? I'll give you a fiver between you if I have the unluckiness to bump into you around this occasion.
Actually, I'm trying to find out where they're from.
What kids to be doing with all this money? No, there's 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds walking around with £1,000. And the revenue do nothing. They do nothing.
You're actively looking to try and oust people and report them to the revenue.
That's a nixer.
You're actually going to... You phoned that phone line.
How much did you get for this gig on Saturday? I hope you declared that.
I do.
Not swanning around in your suit like someone making a confirmation thinking you get to keep it all. Think about the homeless, Jim.
Swanning around in my suit like I was making me confirmation.
Yeah, getting handfuls.
I never thought of it,
you know,
like
I mean?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, had me dicky bow on and everything.
You did so. Yeah, probably had your little rosette and everything.
I just ain't going to do that the next time. I'm going to wear a rosette the next time I do one of them.
Yeah, I'd be there looking for the €2 and the fivers off everyone in the room. You'd be doing all right, wouldn't you? You would, you'd be nearly as wealthy as an 11-year-old. I just think it's too much money for a child.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I don't know where...
They don't even have bills. It's outrageous.
I don't know where George and Melissa are from, but chances are they probably won't bump into you.
Right, I doubt it, yeah. And and if you do, and I don't even carry change anymore, but they all have a machine. You can tap the money to these kids now. They have direct debit forms and everything. It's outrageous how much money they get for it.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See kes.ie.
So this week it's a two-night getaway for two people with an evening meal included in the Inishannon House Hotel. They're celebrating 300 years in operation this year. The house was built in 1720. They're now open for the new season on Wednesdays to Sundays, serving food from 12 to 9pm. Also, your ideal country house wedding venue as well for guests for between 30 and 200 guests. And they're licensed for civil ceremonies as well. But if you want to get all of that information and all the other stuff about it, InishannonHouseHotel.ie is the best place to go. But a two-night getaway for two with evening meal is what we have for you this week.
It is. Oh, Gillian is in Cork. Gillian Noonan, she's going to play for us, get us out of the traps and set the standard for the week. How are you getting on, Gillian?
Very good, PJ. Very good. Thank you.
How was your weekend? Did you have a good
one? It was lovely. I did. Nice and quiet. Yeah. Ready for the week ahead.
Okay. Good stuff. Yeah. Nice and quiet. Did you just stay at home sort of thing or did you?
I did. Just took it handy. Yeah. Everything. The weather isn't so...
Now, you could you could actually take a leaf out of Gillian's book there, to be perfectly honest with you.
Excuse me.
Do you know what I mean?
I was home nice and early.
Yeah, but I mean, you weren't in as good a condition as Gillian, obviously.
I probably wasn't.
So to be perfectly honest.
I was very excited about a certain dog show.
We'll leave that go, Gillian, for the moment. Let's try and get you a good score, Gillian. That's the important thing. We've got 60 seconds on the clock for you to get as many as you possibly can. Are you good to go?
I am indeed.
Very best of luck. Here we go.
In the children's rhyme, what did the third little piggy eat?
Pass.
Roast beef. In what year did the Titanic sink?
1919.
No, it's 1912. Stay Another Day was a Christmas hit in 1994 for what boy band?
Oh my God, pass.
E17. What was Lord Mountbatten's first name?
Charles.
Louis. With what ancient empire is the toga associated?
Japanese.
Roman. What is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book?
Oh, pass.
Baloo. What is Harry Potter's owl called?
Pass.
Hedwig, how many pedals do postmodern pianos have? Most modern pianos have.
Oh, I don't know, 49 or something.
No, 3! Which city does the River Lagan flow through?
Belfast.
Yeah, what does a dermatologist specialise in?
Skin.
Who was the voice behind the 1938 radio broadcast of War of the Worlds?
Jeff Wayne.
It's Orson Welles. Who's Get Out of My Dreams, Got Into My Car, got him into the charts in 1980.
Billy Ocean.
I Have a Cunning Plan was a regular catchphrase from what BBC comedy? Blackadder. Blackadder.
Oh, my God.
Disaster. Oh, my God.
But they were tough.
They were all
especially BJ coming out with his postmodern pianos.
Yeah. Don't tell me you're...
Don't count them.
I wouldn't listen to anything that wasn't played on a postmodern piano, Jim.
Anyway, listen. Gillian, you got a score on the board. It's a score of 3.
Oh, dear.
Okay, but at least you got a score on the board. For a while there, it wasn't looking great, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Well, and you enjoyed yourself throughout, so there you
go. Proper order, too.
Proper order. Listen, Gillian, thanks for playing it. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Cheers.
You too.